I mean, I was actually injured during the whole making of that film as well, with like, I had some kind of phantom pain or loss of power in my left leg. So I was kind of struggling a lot with this kind of injury during the making of it. But in the end, it kind of worked out, and I'm really happy with the results, for sure.
So you said you lost the power in your left knee?
And the left leg.
Well, left leg.
I actually just had a back operation 2 weeks ago. It turns out I've actually had a torn disc in my back for the last couple of years. And in 2010, it was back pain. And then in 2011, I started getting real sort of weakness in my left leg and a lot of pain. And it turns out it was because this torn disc had kind of, you know, had some stuff had gooshed out onto my my nerves and having it. So I've just had that kind of sorted, but I'll be off for another few months. But all fine. You know, hopefully I'll be back on the bike by summer.
Well, I mean, we wish you well. I mean, it's interesting you say that, because we've got Chris Ackrig coming to talk at the festival on Saturday night, and as you know, he fell 40 foot off a cliff.
Of course.
I mean, what's your sort of, what would be your message to him in terms of recovery? And
well, I mean, he's been through the wars, you know, over the years. I mean, he's been riding, I think, I've seen Chris in magazines when I very first started riding trials. You know, I would look at him riding, and, you know, he's definitely been, you know, one of my heroes of riding, or somebody who's influenced me a lot over the years. You know, it comes with riding. It doesn't matter if you're riding to work every day or if you're doing this kind of stuff. You know, if you're doing tricks or downhill or whatever, you know, you're going to have a tumble. You know, some are worse than others. I mean, I'm quite pleased I've not fallen off a 40-foot cliff. Definitely, I mean, that Chris's video actually gave me nightmares when I first, you know, saw his crash. But, yeah, I mean, it's excellent to see him back in his mountain bike. You know, and I'm sure he'll come back stronger than ever. Yeah, it's all just about being positive and taking the time to recover properly. Because I'm quite bad at getting back on my bike a little bit too early. So, yeah.
That's interesting. I was going to say, how do you mentally prepare for the tricks? I mean, in Industrial Revolutions, there's a bit where you're going, you're actually cycling. I'm not sure if it's a rope or a chain.
It's kind of tricky. I mean, some things are harder than they look. I mean, the cable ride in Industrial Revolutions wasn't that hard. You know, I mean, it had some kind of girders that you could jump off onto, and you know, I was quite confident in some ways on it. It only took me about an hour of riding to do, which compared with other lines is not very much. The kind of bigger impact stuff where you're dropping, you know, kind of 12 feet plus, or you're doing flips down drops or things, can be harder to kind of prepare yourself for, because you know they're gonna, even if you do them right, they still hurt a bit. And with that, you know, with my weak leg, some of the bigger drops were a lot of hard work. I don't know, I mean, when you're filming, you kind of just, I tried to think, well, yeah, I don't want to look back and then think, I wish I'd done something. I may as well just do it there and then, and, you know, I'll be pleased about the results afterwards.
Well, I mean, you're incredibly modest. I mean, from our point of view, Way Back Home won Best Bike Film and Best Short last year. Industrial Revolutions has won Best Bike Film in the Steve Pete category and Best Viral this year. So tell us, what have you got planned, apart from getting yourself on the mend? What have you got planned for this year, and what can we expect?
I've definitely got plans for another Red Bull project, hopefully this year. I mean, this back operation takes a while to recover from. I don't think I'll be fully healthy for about 8 months, but I should hopefully be back on the bike, you know, a fair bit before that, you know, cross-country bike for sure anyway. So I can't really give too much away at the moment, but yeah, I'm kind of looking to mix things up a bit and, you know, give everybody something new to watch anyway, something a bit fresh. Be fun. You know, I really enjoy making the videos, and I'm lucky that I get a sort of real free range to kind of go and do whatever I want. So yeah, it's cool.